This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Let's go. He is the spanking machine. He is
It's Alyssa's birthday, so.
Is it Alyssa's birthday?
Yeah, that's why I'm dressed up today. We're going out to dinner.
Can I guess where?
Sure.
I'm going to guess P.S. Steak.
No. Good guess. I love P.S. Steak.
McDonald's.
No.
Well, close. I know. I've got it. Delano. You're now Mr. Delano.
I am Mr. Delano.
I missed the joke the other day when you said Delano. I hadn't heard it yet. And then like 2 days later, I heard the commercial. That's why he said Delano.
4th of July.
4th of July.
Why not? It's a great 4th of July.
Be nice if you invite me.
Let's go.
Don't leave until I get there.
Okay.
Don't leave.
What do you want to come out to?
I
mean, there's so much stuff. I didn't know. I'll be honest. I didn't know there was all this stuff. We've been to the parade a million times. I have friends who do the kids parade.
Yeah.
With their little kids. That's
what's the
good.
Ice cream place out there? The peppermint patty thing?
Peppermint twist.
Twist.
Yeah.
People love
Drive
that.
Up, very nice.
Really like it.
Delano, close enough to be. Like, it is part of the magic of the Twin Cities. When I was in New York this weekend, you're talking about Minneapolis. And
were
Minnesota
they talking about Delano in New York?
Well, a lot of buzz about Delano.
Well, there's a lot of buzz in New York. I don't know if there's a lot of buzz about Delano.
That there is. Yeah. That is true. It is sort of the magic of the fact that you have, we take it for granted, but you have the lakes smack in the middle of the city. You've got the country, and you could still work downtown or come to a game or whatever. It's all right here.
Kind of I will be today in Independence, Minnesota.
Oh, nice.
Not far from Delano.
Very close.
Not far.
Why are you going to Independence?
I am going to,
other feeling, than to express your love,
feeling healthy
for Independence.
I'm going to attempt to play my first full round of golf.
All right. Well, you've been stretching. You've been stretching.
I've been stretching the ribs. It's just the toe thing. It's very weird.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say which.
We're all falling apart. It happens.
Yeah. I'm not going to say which two restaurants because I'm going to protect them.
All right.
But there are two restaurants, and last night we went to one, and I think they're very, very similar. And we go into one, just a buddy and I, and the one is just packed.
Yeah.
Just absolutely packed. And the other one, a mile away, is not quite a ghost town, but in the neighborhood. And I actually think the food is better at the ghost town one. Does that... As a guy who lives in the restaurant business, when you're trying to determine why does this one click and why does this one not, are there times when you sometimes just go, I don't get it. I just don't understand.
Well, no doubt about it. Yeah, there are. And there's a certain category. I mean, usually, not to be arrogant about it, but usually you, if you step back far enough, you can see why it is the way it is. And sometimes success breeds success, right? Like just by the fact that they were there first, or there's something about the vibe that's better. People, years ago, I was sort of railing against the, I don't know, was it the, not GoFundMe, Kickstarter,
Yeah, right.
approach to restaurants. And a marketing person told me, she's like, you're reading this all wrong. It's not really about raising money to build a restaurant. It's about getting your restaurant into people's rotation of five. That most people
that's good.
Just have like a top
that
five.
That makes sense.
And you're like, all right. So to get, so if you have a plate, two similar places, I don't know. It's sort of like watching your favorite local newscast. They kind of have to screw up to get kicked out of the rotation.
That's fair. That's fair.
Some of it is.
By the way, we never got to where you're going.
Boucheron.
Oh.
La-ti-da.
Yeah, that's very nice.
So I haven't been one of the annoying things. One of the things that always makes me think about leaving Minnesota Monthly.
Yeah.
Is the fact that I always have to go to the new. You got to go check out the new place. You got to Instagram
sounds
it.
Like
you got to write about it.
That's not horrible. You got to go very check difficult. Out these new high-end restaurants.
I couldn't get it behind
on the
that.
Company's tab. Oof.
It'd be nice if we're on the company's tab. It'd be a better deal.
Wait, you have to pay when you're reviewing for these places?
So I don't do too many reviews anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm paying it at most of these places.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, but I have to go because I'm going to have to write a top. I did explain this to my editors the other day. I'm like, you know, like when I
for me to say
when I write the top 10 new restaurants, that means I'm going to 40.
Right. They should pick that up.
It's expensive. The New York Times today on Instagram posted something that I thought was fascinating. They had a review that was out today of some New York restaurant, and they put like the stats. How many visits? Five.
Oh.
Cheapest thing.
I like that.
$12.
That's a good idea.
Most expensive thing, $150. Total amount spent for five visits was $2,500. So to write one
that's
review.
That's not Delano.
That is not Delano.
No.
To write one review.
Yep.
Five visits. Yeah. $500 tab a shot. Yep. Probably right.
Well, recently in Minnesota Monthly, you offered up your barbecue.
Barbecue, yeah. They did pay for me to go to a couple barbecue places. Did I miss one?
I love that you taught a Big Boar. Because I think Big Boar just brings it.
Very good.
In the category where...
I had to go and check out Big Boar because people have been telling me about it. And like, I got to make sure.
My guy, Church, was the one who first hooked me up on Big Boar, and he's 100% right.
Like, the cocktails there are so cheap. You're like, what? Where am I?
I'll tell you what, another place is packed all the time. Big Boar. Big Boar is rocking. Hanover.
Yes.
Really good.
We went at like 2:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday. And it was packed.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
What about Buddy Boy? That's another one. That's Mini Trista.
I think that one's okay.
All right.
I think okay.
I haven't been since they built the new location. I was at the old location.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think I thought, what category was Q Fanatic in? I still have such a soft spot for
I love Q Fanatic.
I think Q Fanatic brings it.
Yep.
On a regular basis. Well, there's a movie.
They're like legends now at this point. They've been around that long.
Phenomenal. Yeah. There's a movie at Cannes. I was lamenting this and overrated this week about the 5, 6, 7 minute standing ovations. They gave a movie a 19 minute standing ovation. I would like you tonight, when Alyssa arrives at Boucheron, okay, when you sit down, 20 minutes. Dave, is that fair? I mean, if
20 minutes standing up.
20? I mean, this is his wife. This is his best friend, the mother of his children.
Get all the other patrons involved would be nice.
It's Alyssa's birthday, everybody.
If this film's sentimental value, and maybe I'll see it, it's amazing.
How do you feel about standing ovations?
I think occasionally they make sense.
I'm not a fan.
Never? Okay, well, how about at a game when you're wearing your team uniform?
Fine. Now, of course. That's different.
Oh, at a movie? Never.
No.
Never. I've never.
No. So.
I might walk away from movies that I'm blown away. I don't think I've ever clapped at the end of a movie. Have you?
No.
Dave? No chance.
Goodness, no.
No.
So, Seth, when he was a freshman at Maple Grove High School, in the choir.
Did you boo?
No, but I did not stand for the standing ovation. And all the parents are standing ovation, and I did not. And afterwards,
that's a jerk move.
Well, I eventually got up, but it was
after your brow beat and stared at.
Seth was like, what?
He could see you?
Yeah. I said, do you think you earned it?
Well, how about this? Maybe at about 11:30 tonight, you might want to wait for Alyssa's reaction chance and see if you earned it. We'll try to get an update tomorrow if that standing ovation took place. I want to talk Pella. I want to stand for Pella.
Yes.
Let's go. You want the best windows in the business? How about a company which has been around not 10 years, not 20 years, not 30? How about 100 years? They're celebrating their 100th birthday. And as I've said a bunch of times, moved into a house almost a couple decades ago. And the folks who had built this house, they had to go. They moved, and it made sense for me to buy this house, and they had Pella windows and doors. That was not the only reason why. I can't tell you. I was done with the house. Didn't like any of it, but they had Pella windows and doors. No. No. There were a lot of other good things, but the Pella windows and doors added to it, and after living there close to two decades, great. PellaNorthland.com, showroom in Plymouth and Woodbury. And last year, before I thought I was going to move, I made some changes in the kitchen. Guess what? I'm going to get that on the resale value. They were great. They came out. PellaNorthland.com. You can sign up for a free home visit, work with your budget, show you the styles. And now when I'm moving, I made sure the house had Pella windows and doors. This month, and this month is coming to a conclusion in 9 days, 0% APR for 72 months or 50% off qualifying installations. I believe in them 1,000%. I'm talking Pella.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Solitude, solace, solitaire, all a part of the theme.
Is that the theme because it's National Solitaire Day?
You've that's nailed it.
Yeah.
That's it. He was playing masturbation music earlier.
It's fine. It's healthy.
It is healthy. It's recommended.
Self-care.
Top 25 burger chains in the United States, okay, according to
Yelp.
Yelp.
Who's yelping burger chain?
Yelp!
You're like, okay. Hang on, I got to go write my review of Wendy's.
Yeah.
Wendy's didn't do well.
Wendy's did not do well. In-N-Out Burger, I'm just going to say again over and over and over again. It's so overrated. It's
cool because we don't have it.
Yeah.
But.
And, you know, in my little.
It's good.
In my 2 month sabbatical when I leave and I abandon the state, there's one right by us. And it's fine. And then their fries, garbage.
Oh, the fries, you don't like the crinkle fry?
They feel like they're undercooked every time.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Okay. Then number.
I think Culver's wipes the floor with In-N-Out Burger myself.
I am with you 100%. Culver's number four.
Yeah. Culver's finally is getting the respect I think it deserves.
What is this? The Habit Burger Grill.
Oh, don't know.
Dave, ever heard of the Habit?
Not
Burger
familiar.
Grill?
You should make it a habit. They're near the top of the list.
Thank you. Shake Shack, 3, and then
Shake Shack, I miss. Like, I don't like that you have to order at the, not to sound like an old man, but you walk in, it's a giant iPad. Yep. And if you walk to the, you know, the one person standing at the register, they look at you like, why don't you just use the screen, buddy?
Right. So there was a smoothie place that I went to 4 or 5 years ago. And I go in, and there's no one there. Okay, and it they're open. And I go, yeah, I'll take the number
right.
two. Nope, you have to order online.
Just and punch it in.
I go, you're kidding me, right? There's nobody in here. This is close to where I live. You're not doing well. Can I just get the number two? Nope. You got to. So then I'm not making this up. I go to my phone. She goes, our Wi-Fi doesn't work right now. So I have to go like halfway around the block and I'm starting to order and I go, bleep it. And I just go to my car. I'm right there. Take my order.
Annoying.
I mean,
I don't like it.
Utterly.
Who else is on the list?
Islands Restaurant is five.
No idea.
No idea.
What was number one?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Wendy's, 22nd. Carl's Jr., 23rd. Checkers and Rally's, 24. And Steak and Shake.
Is, at the bottom?
Yeah.
I used to like Steak and Shake. They have the... They're really advertising the beef tallow fries now.
Good luck. Okay. Good luck.
Great.
Grown men wishing their friends good night is a new TikTok trend. Now, I'm on the TikTok, I guarantee you, honestly, and I'm not ashamed of
it. You should have popped in last night. I had a TikTok live session that was going bananas last night.
Really?
Just Seth and Sam, who, you know, if any of you guys have like a 17 and a 19-year-old.
Well, you're looking at one right here, basically.
They're too cool for you.
Oh, God, mine.
Except sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
And last night, Seth and Sam were just hilarious on this live video, like asking people like to give us roses and whatever you give people on these prizes on the TikTok live.
Oh.
And Seth and Sam are doing like Fortnite emote dances in the background. I mean, it was just and then we were live on live with the Halliburton shot.
Oh.
So you got our live reaction, which was quite hilarious.
How amazing was that?
Unfreaking believable.
So what's the stat? I looked
this quick. is the reaction.
Oh, what is he doing?
Going
for the win?
What?
Win. Oh! What? I'm behind.
And
then it turns out his foot is on the line.
It was still amazing.
There's some amazing stat where if you're up seven with like 30-some seconds to go, you've won all but one game until the Pacers have now done it three times during this playoff run.
So adult men are saying goodnight? That's it?
On TikTok. You might want to reach out to me tonight. Like, well, the way I'm
sitting. Is it like a group chat or is it – how do we do these?
You call somebody. You call a buddy and say, hey – just wanted to say I'm going to bed. Sweet dreams.
Like on a,
and then you record it. You put
and then
it
your
out
buddy
there.
Says,
so you need
what
two
is the
phones?
Matter with you?
You need two phones to do this, I guess.
Preferably
right?
A dial-up too. That would be the better
speakerphone.
We didn't even get to Sardine Girl Summer. That's next. Jason, you want to promote one guest real quick?
No.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.